Nearly 60% of the world's population, 5 billion people, rely on clothes washed by hand. That's our Textonation. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from the Washing Machine Project, our founder, Navjot Sawhney, and the managing director of the Whirlpool Foundation, Deb O'Connor. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, the statistics cited at the top are from the World Health Organization, and you have created this project to help improve the quality of life for many, many people. Tell us more about this global washing divide and how it affects so many.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the burden of hand washing clothes is disproportionately placed on women and girls. They travel to lakes, rivers, and streams, in ponds, sometimes in really dirty water, in buckets, on the floor, with cold water, causing back pain, joint pain, and skin irritation. And sometimes they do this activity for up to 20 hours a week. And over 5 billion people don't have access to an electric washing machine right now. And it's women and girls that have to do this activity of hand washing clothes. And we think that's really unfair because it denies opportunities to work and study and rest. And we're doing something about that with the Washing Machine Project. We build these machines, and we're so excited to be here today in Michigan and Stevensville to be announcing this amazing partnership with Whirlpool Foundation.
Tell us about the Whirlpool Foundation and your role in this, and then we're going to ask you to describe this machine that's behind you here and all the activity going on.
Yeah, so here at Whirlpool, about 10 years ago, we created a manual washing machine, and we're really good at making products. We've got the engineers, the quality, the safety, the packaging. But the one thing we were struggling with on this one is how to get it to market. You know, we don't usually sell products to that market. So we were struggling, and we realized that we have to go in like one community at a time. And then when we met Nav from the Washing Machine Project, it was like, that's what they're really good at. They know how to get into a community, create some relationships, find out how the women are washing their clothes. Are they going to the pond? Are they doing it on their porch? Do they have electricity? Do they have water? And then helping to figure out how this machine can help them. So it's really been a really great relationship. You know, we each have our strengths, and we're playing to that. And it's really going to be, you know, in the next 5 years, we're going to affect 150,000 people, building about 10,000 machines. So we think that we can make a nick in the issue.
So tell us about this machine, how it works, and the kind of impact it can have.
Yeah, I mean, the Washing Machine Project was founded on a promise to my next door neighbor, a lady called Divya. I met Divya in 2017. I was on sabbatical from my career in the UK as an engineer, and I met Divya and promised her a manual washing machine. We name our washing machines the Divya washing machines, and you're seeing the world's first flat packable manual washing machine. It can be put together with an Allen key and a spanner, and within 10 minutes your machine is assembled. The machine behind us is all metal, so it's recyclable at the end of life, sustainable and repairable. It's hard to send out a service engineer in the middle of a refugee camp in sub-Saharan Africa, for example. So that's why we designed it like that. And you put 20 to 25 pieces of clothes, so large capacities for larger families, and 3 buckets of water. And within about 20 minutes, your clothes are washed. So we're really excited.
And you studied aerospace engineering?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I studied engineering, and I had this passion for purpose, you know, building purposeful products and projects. And this collaboration with Whirlpool is such a true example of how purpose and technology can meet together to for the betterment of humanity.
Deb, there might be a lot of people seeing this who are wondering, how are these going to be distributed? I guess Navjot can tell us about that too. And they might wonder, hey, can I buy one of these?
That's a good question. They can certainly buy one for someone else if they'd like to make a donation so that the Washing Machine Project can distribute them. But I think if you see behind us, we are actually making them right now. And we have Whirlpool employees who are volunteering their time to build them. This week, we're going to build probably 200 machines, and they will go to the Congo. And the way they decide where they're going to go, the Washing Machine Project, as I mentioned earlier, have people in the communities in each of these countries working with the people to figure out who needs it the most, really. And so it's a great science. They also go back, they're doing research, making sure that the machine is working as expected, making sure that the maintenance is kept up. So it's really well thought out. And if somebody wants to help build a machine, they can go to the washingmachineproject.org. And there's also some really great videos there that you can see the impact. You can see the women using the machine, and it's pretty exciting to see too.
That really is. Navjot, these are being provided to people free of charge, people who need them?
Yeah, absolutely. So free for the end user. I'd love to tell you a quick story about a lady that we've distributed a machine to just in the last few months. Her name is Anjali. Deb actually got to meet Anjali last week in South India. Anjali is a very busy lady. She runs a tea shop. And she works 12 hours a day at this tea shop. She used to have to travel to a pond to hand wash her clothes in incredibly hot conditions. She'd do that for 2 hours a day. And now that we've provided her with this Thivia washing machine, she no longer has to do that. You know, she has enough water at home to do all of her washing and for the rest of her family. So, you know, just a really clear example of how Andrew now can focus on her thriving business and, you know, spending more time resting with her family, which is so, so important.
That really is. And I suppose there may be other benefits to this technology as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when women thrive, the world thrives, right, I think. What do you think?
I would say that's for sure the truth. Yeah. But, you know, also this machine is sustainable. You know, the water, he just mentioned Anjali, the water that she uses to wash, she takes that water and reuses it to wash something else, like the porch or her the ground near her tea shop. So there's it's very sustainable. The machine is all stainless steel, so it'll be recyclable. So yeah, there's a lot of good things. It saves water, saves detergent, actually, we haven't mentioned that, and saves time, most important.
And we mentioned at the beginning here just how big this problem is, how many people are in need. What are your goals for growing this, expanding it, and meeting these needs?
Right now, we're looking down the next 5 years, and it'll be 150,000 people in the next 5 years. We'll build 10,000 machines.
That's terrific. Once again, for more information, the site is?
Thewashingmachineproject.org. Yeah, so definitely have a visit, and please do get involved and support this amazing initiative.
Well, congratulations on what you are doing there and this whole effort. Navjot Soni and Deb O'Connor, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.